rumors of war grow in the Middle East as an anniversary is celebrated. A ministry team builds work in a creative access nation, and a reading ministry launches the second run of a popular military devotional. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Saber rattling in the Middle East is making headlines again. Iran is threatening Israel, militants are bombing Lebanese Christians, and Israel declares Gaza an enemy. In spite of war and rumors of war, Sat7's Debbie Brink says Sat7 PARS marks 5 years of ministry this year.
Since that channel has launched, our audience has grown tremendously, and we're hearing fantastic stories of people coming to Christ in those Farsi-speaking countries, and we're hearing a lot of reports on people watching this channel more than almost any other channel in Iran.
Brink says Sat7 PARS deliberately chooses not to tackle political issues. Instead, their programming focuses on hope and peace.
I think we attract viewers in these times because they're looking for an alternative message. They're tired of all the conflict and the war, and they do see opportunities for learning more about God's love, His forgiveness, reconciliation, and peace.
Next, in northern Uganda, many internally displaced camps are desperate for clean water, or any water at all. Living Water International's Jerry Wiles talked to former child soldiers in the camps who said they'd been forced to
suck the water out of dirt and mud and break tree limbs off and suck the tree limbs just to get some moisture. So it's just a sad thing to hear what people go through.
Living Water just repaired 5 hand pumps and established 3 additional wells in IDP camps. Wiles says clean water builds bridges to the gospel for a relatively small price.
We're talking about serving roughly 1,500 people. So for $1, you can provide one person with clean water for probably 5 years on an average. If most of these hand pumps will be functional for about 5 years without any significant maintenance. So that's a pretty strategic, high-impact opportunity.
In order to mobilize prayer, people, and resources, Living Water is holding their annual gala October 19th in Houston. You're invited. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Evangelical Free Church's ministry throughout South Central Asia is carefully built. In one of the Creative Access cities, the team notes that there is a hunger for truth, but there are also barriers against a healthy church. Many groups have no trained leaders or resources to help them understand Scripture. These needs inspire the team to continue providing online biblical training for house group leaders. Pray that the word would be taught in the house groups that meet all over the city. Meanwhile, today's military family faces frequent deployments and increased family separations. This often proves to be a stressful challenge for military families.
One of our goals is for the spouses of those who are going overseas to be able to read together the Word and help to unify the family along with the children.
That's Bible Pathway Ministries' Al Jocelyn. He says that they're providing them a useful tool to help them cope.
We understand that there are a great number of people being deployed from Fort Campbell, the 101st Airborne, and we are linking up with Operation Compassion up there, Chief Warrant Officer Janos, helping to provide those who are shipping out the military edition of Best of Bible Pathway.
So far, it's been extremely well received.
We are in our second printing of the military edition now, and we have depleted all of the first edition supplies.
And after a house fire destroyed all their belongings, the Johnson family of Life Action Ministries is asking for prayer. However, they're also rejoicing at God's protection. The family staying at their home noticed smoke just before going to bed and were able to evacuate. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but insurance comes up $50,000 short of everything that was lost. Life Action has created a fund to help meet this need. If you can help the Johnsons, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.